Hi everybody, this is Julian Joiello with you with The Positive Mind, bringing you ideas, concepts, and guests to help you lead a more positively minded life. And in the studio today, we have a very full studio. Next to me here, Ben Starr, friend, co-host, and protege of Armand DeMille. Kevin O'Donohue, Armand's close friend and pupil slash colleague. Aura Yamini Morrison, the connection to the past, a longtime friend from 30 years ago, and a colleague of Armand's. Stephanie Dombra, veteran associate and longtime friend and colleague. And Barbara Katz-Nelson. So today is a really special show. It's one for the archives. For all you longtime listeners, we're going to want to hear from you later, so make sure you keep your phone nearby. Today is a sad day for all of us. Last night, Armand DeMille passed away. He was 75. Armand affected countless individuals. There were scores of people in his life that loved him. From friends whom he shared his love of music with, to family who sat around the dinner table with him, to colleagues who traveled across America with him, to patients who sat in his office and were given permission to cry, laugh, and feel safe. While there were so many people that he knew on a personal level, Armand's greatest legacy is perhaps the enormous audience of listeners who sat by the radio every week, perhaps in their home, or maybe in their car, and allowed Armand to take them on a journey. And these are the listeners of The Positive Mind, from Ireland to Mexico, to Taiwan to New York City, who tuned in every week for the last 35 years to hear Armand's voice, to hear his ideas, concepts, and guests, to witness his almost supernatural ability to connect with callers and allow them to be honest with themselves. I want to bring you a piece of Armand, a quote he read from Carlos Castaneda. It's called, "Does This Path Have a Heart?" Here it goes.
Anything we do is one of a million paths. Therefore, you should always keep in mind that a path is only a path. If you feel you should not follow it, you must not stay with it, under any conditions. Now, to have such clarity, you must lead a disciplined life. Only then will you know that any path is only a path, and there's no affront to oneself or to others in dropping it, if that's what your heart tells you to do. But your decision to keep on the path or to leave it must be free of fear or ambition. I warn you, he says. I warn you, look at every path closely and deliberately. Try it as many times as you think necessary, then ask yourself and yourself alone one question. And this is one question that only a very old person eventually asks. And my benefactor, he said, told me about it once when I was too young and my blood was too vigorous for me to understand it. But now I understand it. And I'll tell you what it is. Does this path, does this thing you're doing, does it have a heart? All paths are the same. They lead nowhere. They're paths going through the bush or into the bush. And in my own life, I could say I've traversed long, long paths, but I am not anywhere. My benefactor's question has a meaning now. Does this path have a heart? If it does, the path is good. If it does not, it's of no use. You see, both paths lead nowhere, but one has a heart and the other does not. One makes for a joyous journey. As long as you follow it, you are one with it. The other one makes you curse your life. One makes you strong, the other weakens you. The trouble is, nobody asks the question, and when a man finally realizes that he has taken a path without a heart, the path is ready to kill him. At that point, very few people can stop and deliberate and leave the path. So a path without a heart is never enjoyable. You have to work hard even to take it. On the other hand, a path with a heart is easy. It does not make you work at liking it. For me, there's only traveling on paths that have a heart, or on any path that may have a heart. So there I travel, and the only worthwhile challenge is to traverse its full length. And there I travel, looking, looking, breathlessly. That's by Carlos Castaneda.
Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to a very special edition of The Positive Mind. I'm Ben Starr. I've been co-hosting here with Armand and Julian for the past year. But Armand came into my life the way that he came into many of your lives, through the radio. I was a listener for a long time, starting about 6 years ago. And as soon as I discovered The Positive Mind, Armand became a dear, dear friend to me. This was back when he was on 3 days a week, and I listened religiously all the time. And I met Armand in 2009. I came into the center and had a meeting with him. And it wasn't until last year that I became part of the team here. But Armand was so many things to me, starting with a man that I admired and respected and looked up to on the radio, and also eventually my boss, but more so a mentor and a very dear friend and someone that I regard with the utmost respect and admiration. And I thank you for tuning in today as we remember Armand DeMille. The studio is full of people who love Armand very much and that Armand loved. And I want to tell our audience that Armand spent the last days of his life very much at peace and surrounded by people that he cared for and that cared for him very deeply. And he was not in pain. And he was at peace and ready to leave us. So I just want to talk to some of our friends and colleagues here in the studio who had such a close connection with Armand. Starting with you, Kevin. You've known Armand a long time. How has Armand affected your life?
Totally changed my life. I love this opening passage about path with a heart. I heard it 20 years ago, and I needed a change. I needed a path with a heart. So I didn't know it, but I heard this recording a long, long time ago, and I ended up calling Armand, and he heard something in my voice and said, come on in, come meet me. We'll find a path for you. And here I am 20 years later, sitting in his studio, working here at the DeMille Center.
Having also come in as a listener.
Having come in as a listener, of course. I heard him on that radio, my car radio. I mean, you hear that voice. It's one in a million voice. I think we should have callers call in doing their best imitations. But he certainly grabbed me with that voice, and I said, I got to meet this guy. And when I called him and he heard something in my voice, he said, come on in. I want to meet you. I was a little nervous, but I ended up coming in and he totally changed my life. Within 45 minutes, I had a big change going on. And he showed me a path with a heart, and I feel like I'm on that path now. So that's the start of how he affected me. I could tell you a lot of details, a lot of specifics. I've hung out in his apartment, had some of his very expensive wines, his huge wine collection, and watching his zest for life on and off the radio and in and out of the studio and in and out of the center. So there are lots of ways he's affected my life, but mostly it's believing in the heart and finding the path and staying on the path. And it can be effortless. So I'm very, very grateful.
Thanks, Kevin.
Sure.
What about you, Aura? I mean, you've known Armand probably the longest of anyone here.
In this room, yeah. I know him since 1980. And this was the days before he had the radio show. Instead of the radio show, he had workshops, weekend workshops. So we would have maybe 100 people or less go up to New Paul's and rent a place and spend a whole weekend doing wonderful processes with music and exercises and sharing and going through anger and fear and pain and joy and dancing. It's just incredible. And we were his assistants and learning everything. A good story was how Michael, my husband, met him the first time on during the John Lennon vigil at Central Park. We were part of a social workers co-op, and we were handing out flyers telling people, if you want to come to a group where we are going to grieve together over John Lennon and tell stories and our feelings for John Lennon and his music and his work, we would give you free of charge groups. So Armand came and said, you guys want to run groups? Well, I have a place. I have an office. Why don't you just come for free and I'll give you my office? You know, lots of rooms and you can run those groups. Which makes me think of today and how we want to honor Armand. And he just wanted us to celebrate his life. So we are here to celebrate his life, as sad as we are to let him go. We're also feeling the love and the joy. And we would like people to, listeners and anybody who was touched by Armand, to come together. And we are here, and we can sit around and talk and tell stories.
Amen. That's great. Let's do it.
I love that. Stephanie, what's your favorite Armand story? I'm sure you have many.
Well, working, as everybody remembers, I hope, I was in this studio for 7 years with Armand, and it was quite the ride. It was a time when he was, you know, still so full of all sorts of questions about life, and I got to be this person to do so much research and bring us into, like, the 21st century in a way, all the interesting things. And when people talk about his voice, just like you said, Kevin, that was me too. I was driving in the car probably in the 1990s, and I said, who is this voice? It captivated me, as many women and men too, but I listened and I said, I'm going to go work at this center. This is what I said to myself one day. I said, I'm going to donate to the station and go meet this man, because at that time I was licensed as a social worker, and I said, I could go do therapy there. I feel like he's my family. I knew it right from that voice. And I sat down with him in his office here on in the DeMille Center, and he offered me a job right away. We just connected completely. And then I started working 2 weeks later. I said, this is unreal. I had insomnia for a month because I could not believe it was happening. Just like you, Kevin, I said, my life is completely changed. And I started working here, and it was just as natural as you say, Aura. I was in the studio. I remember meeting him. He was eating this watermelon, and he was so welcoming. I couldn't believe it. I said, how is this possible that I'm just this Long Island therapist thinking I could make my life change, and he's so welcoming? And he's like, you want a piece of watermelon? I was like, of course I want a piece. And I sat here with him, and he just put me on air, and I said, okay. And we went for the ride, and we did so many things, and he was so curious. And I felt fortunate to do the research and tell the audience about the brain and talk about his voice. Well, this man was full of life, and he had so much testosterone. Everybody understands that. He talks about all sorts of things, and it was an enormous challenge and a lot of fun and a lot of hard work always to be in this studio. But it paid off, because I think the audience and everybody around here loved all the different things, and I feel honored to have done that. And I hope we can continue that work, because
yeah,
that's what he said to me.
Absolutely.
Even yesterday.
I really relate to what you said about just feeling so lucky to be here. And, you know, when I wrote to Armand last year offering him, you know, my skills and services to help with the show, I couldn't believe he wrote me back the same day and said, come into my office, we'll talk.
Exactly.
And I just felt so lucky and fortunate.
Right.
And like you said, Armand had this uncanny ability to just make everyone feel so welcomed.
Right.
And like a part of what was going on. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, he was inviting, you know, any chance he could, invite you to lunch, invite you to have a burger with him, invite you to join his workforce. Just jump in, you know, job's available.
One thing, Kevin, that you told me before we got on the air was about how much Armand was filled with this sense of wonder.
Yeah.
And that's something that I was always amazed by. He had this almost childlike fascination with the world and with people.
I think it was his most amazing quality, even at 75, a man who could find root beer, you know, fascinating. You know, it was something that he puts in his mouth. Any sight while he's sitting in a chair, you think he's not paying attention. He says, look at how those walls meet in the corner. Isn't that the most beautiful corner? And I'm like, yes, that is the most beautiful corner. But he would find things sitting next to you about you that was fascinating to him. So he's just a natural talent and a very alive man, very alive. I don't think I've known anybody as alive as this man.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. I mean, my experience with Armand, I met him, obviously, I mean, I consider him an uncle to me. We're, I guess, technically cousins. But we're also close friends. And when you say he's so alive and he's got this childlike wonder, it's something I noticed spending so much time with him. Originally, we started spending time together about 3 years ago. I think it was right after Hurricane Sandy. And WBAI flooded, and they weren't doing any live programs of Positive right. Mind because we couldn't broadcast out of the studio anymore. And he called me up and said, oh, you know how to use a computer, right? And it was a little more grisly, his voice, I think, than mine.
You know how to use a computer,
yeah.
right?
And I headed up to his house up on the Upper East Side, and we would spend 12 hours together, taking an old program from 10 years ago and making it something new. And we would laugh and we would have a glass of wine and we would drink and he's 75 and I was 19 right. and it was incredible that I could spend so much time with someone yet feel so connected. And it was that childlike wonder. It was that ability to connect with everyone. And that connection with me, I felt, was just incredible. I felt so lucky to experience something that felt so strange but so unique. From that moment on, it was this just roller coaster because every couple of days we would meet and be another program, and I would find out more and more about this man who I'd known in the family as this sort of enigma and that I didn't know much about, and I got to know him personally, and it was such a different thing from what people talked about to really getting to know Armand, and he was so generous with me in growing me as a man. Because I was young, and I'm still young, you know. But it's been such a crazy 3 years because of him. He's right. brought me through that, and this radio show has brought me through that. And I remember when he told me that Ben had emailed him about interest in helping. He was like, oh, Julian, there's an email we got from a listener, and he's very interested in helping out. Do you think we should respond to him? And I was like, yeah, I mean, if he wants to help out, he's sure. And he said, all right, well, he's coming in tomorrow. Are you ready? And I was like, yeah, is he going to take my job or like what's going on, you know? And he was like, no, not at all. You can't be replaced. And I was like, thanks, Armand. Ben only added to that. To that that feeling of community we have in this studio. And this studio right now, I feel his energy, and it's great to have all of you here.
Thank you.
Because we kind of, we're sitting in it. And I wonder if you listeners can feel that too over the airwaves. Armand's energy,
it's strong. My most fondest memories with Armand are when Julian, you and I would come in early to prepare the show, and the three of us would sit in his office, and Julian and I would sit side by side. I'd be on the right, Julian would be on the left, Armand would be behind his desk looking back at us, and Armand was just ageless. I mean, we're a couple guys in our 20s. We're hanging out with Armand, who's in his 70s, and yet we're all on the same level.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was... It was great. And we would I would look forward to it. It was like the one consistent thing in my life. And I would come in and I would say, okay, well, what do you think about this? And you say, well, I don't know if it's radio worthy. And then you say, okay, well, what about this? And you just blow my mind. And I'd be like, oh my God, that's amazing. I understand why that this has been going on for so long. And
talk about how welcoming he was. We came to interview him. It was about 1981. We were working for another psychiatrist, Dr. Dan Casriel. And Dan Casriel said, you know, I met this guy, Armand DeMille. He's at the Association of Humanistic Psychology running a workshop, and there were 200 people registering to his workshop. Unbelievable. Can you go and check out what he's doing and how he's running his office? I really want to know his administration, because Casriel, his administration was really disorganized. So we came to interview Armand. First, of course, we called to, can we have an interview? Of course, you know, he's welcoming us. And we're telling us everything that he knows about the organization. And as we're ready to step out of his office, he says, by the way, if you ever find yourself on the street, come here. You know, because we already had a job. And he said, come here. If you're on the street, come here. Work for me. And we did.
Yeah.
How many years ago was that?
That was in 1981.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah, yeah. That's really, yeah. It's really good.
Armand was very lucid in his final days, and he was able to express a lot of things. And one of the things that he expressed was that he wanted us to do this special episode of the show and allow people to share these kind of memories. And in a little bit, we're going to take some of your calls out there.
After the break, probably.
After the break, we're going to start taking calls. We do absolutely want to hear from our listeners about what the Positive Mind has meant in your life and what Armand means to you.
Right. I mean, have you been somebody who grew up on the Positive Mind? I mean, the Positive Mind has been around for over 30 years. So, I mean, has it played an integral part in your life, and what has it done for you? Because we want to know. We want you to share on this important day. So we'll be the number is 212-757-5555. So we'll be taking calls at that number after 1:30. So give us a call after then, and we'll be taking those calls and putting you through the air. We'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
And also, in the coming programs, we hope to bring you sort of the best of Armand DeMille in the upcoming Positive Mind shows. Me and Ben are going to have a great time just digging through archives and picking and finding the best stuff. I mean, there's so much. I mean, Armand always liked saying we have over 5,000 programs. So, I mean, we really do have over 5,000 programs. So, it's an amazing, incredible amount of stuff to choose from, and it'll be only the best we'll be bringing to you in the future.
And absolutely, feel free to send us an email if you'd like. We'd love to read listener emails and reactions. You can still send it to Armand's email, armand@thepositivemind.com, and we'd be thrilled to hear how Armand impacted you, who he was in your life, what the program here, what the Positive Mind meant to you. So it's really important that we're able to share that with the listening audience, because he did mean so much to so many people.
Yeah, yeah. Still hard to believe, still digesting it. I first met him, I was having a real hard time with my father's death. And, you know, I said to him, why is this taking me so long? Why is this not leaving? It's over 3 years now, and I'm still dealing with this. And he said, it'll leave when it leaves, you know, just be here now. And that's kind of how he was in every session. Just be here now. Whatever you're feeling is fine. You're at the place you're supposed to be. You don't have to get anywhere. You know, and he just let me be. Just let me feel what I had to feel.
He was unbelievably good at that. You know, letting you feel like it's okay to just be you. And in this non-judgmental way, you know, we had a workshop a few weeks ago. And right. Armand told the group, Kevin, you were there.
Yeah.
He told the group something really interesting, which really, I mean, his non-judgmental philosophy was something that I did struggle with at first to internalize. But then he told me something that made it click, which is that people do what they need to do to get by.
Right.
And that's just how people are. Yeah. And you can't judge them for it one way or another because everyone's just kind of trying to get by.
Actually, we have a close friend of Armand's and or his husband, Michael, on the phone right now here. Michael?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi there. Just wanted to hear from you. We've got a couple minutes before 1:30.
Sure, yeah. Well, I've been listening to the show, and, you know, I want to say to Julian and Ben and to everybody there, it's a terrific show. I mean, I'm awed by your presence and composure. We who know Armand are, you know, kind of stunned and saddened by his passing, and, you know, it'll take some time to gather ourselves. And yet the show has a lot of clarity and just a beautiful rendition. So you guys are doing a terrific job today, of all days. And I would just say briefly that, you know, how to sum up is something, I've known Armand for more than 40 years, or 35 years, and just the legacy of his involvement with people, with clients, patients, with his association with therapists, both as colleagues and also coming in and speaking and bringing their work to the program and their enlightenment and opinions to the program and making them available to the public. And it's just remarkable for me to see, like, a therapy center being run for 40 years, a radio program for 30-plus years, week after week, you know, month after month, and the responsibility that Armand has taken to be that vessel to support that for many others as well as himself, but, you know, so many others, other therapists and practitioners and workshops and spinning out of the work at the center. One thing that I think...
Well, actually, Michael, we're just hitting the break right now. If you can hang on, we're going to play a little bit of music. And
gotcha.
Once we get back, we'll continue talking about this. And,
okay, great. And I'll
so
bring
much.
It to a summation.
Absolutely, absolutely. So,
okay, great, John.
All those listeners, hang on. This is a song which I'm sure Armand would have appreciated. And we've all appreciated with Armand. A little bit of Ben Webster. Thank you.
Tenderly by Ben Webster, one of Armand's favorites, for sure.
He said last time that was played, he said, "Kevin, doesn't that get right into your bones? Just watch yourself age listening to that. It's like amazing. A door creaking."
So we're gonna go back to Michael, and I want to hear, Michael, how are you doing? You still there?
Good, yeah.
Michael, I was hoping if you could share with the audience real quick just a story about Armand, maybe from the 80s, from when you first knew him, when he was a bit younger, what he was like.
Let me say that, I worked with Armand along with my wife, Aura, like throughout the 80s, and then again in the 90s in the transition from along 57th Street to the present location from the prior location on 57th. And we came into contact with him as being trained in emotionally expressive and emotionally focused therapies. And something that Armand added to that kind of appreciation was his insistence on, not just the sadness, anger, pain, fear, shame, but did we highlight and try to find pathways to our excitement, our laughter, joyfulness, and as I've heard, Kevin, several people express, like the playfulness, and I think Julian and Ben, the kind of awe and wonder. So these elements of our positive emotional experience, he was really appreciating, I think, that...
He was a festive guy. He was a festive guy.
Yeah,
and we do have to take
there.
We do have to
take
some other
calls. The other stuff, but let's go there. And I'd like to leave you just with a subtitle of the DeMille Center when I joined, and it's probably still around someplace, is the Center for Reconnective Psychotherapy. And I thought that was something that was wonderfully expressive of the tasks of therapy.
Perfect, Michael. That's right. Reconnecting is what he was all about.
Yeah. Michael, thank you so much for the call.
My pleasure.
And that's so true. I mean, he didn't believe in depression, really. I mean, yes, depression's a real thing. People get depressed and grief. But, I mean, he believed that there was joy and happiness, and not fake happiness, real happiness in just being a human being and just being alive. And the task of therapy is to find that place. Sometimes depression can hang around for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. But he didn't believe it. He thought it was a mask. And the task of therapy was to get under it and get it out and get over it and really see who you really are, because you're not your depression.
Yeah, I think, Kevin, you may have learned, as far as, Armand's therapy and style. I think you learned a tremendous amount just from the time you've been here. I
mean, yeah.
You were like his student.
I was his sponge.
His sponge.
Yeah.
We have more of Armand's friends who have just joined us in the studio, and we're gonna speak to some more of his friends and on the phone. But I want to welcome Barbara Katz Nelson to the studio. Barbara, welcome.
Hi.
And I just want to hear about your experience and how you've connected with Armand.
My experience. I'm still experiencing it.
Yeah.
You know, Kevin talked about how Armand used to say, be here, be right now. And that is what helps with the depression. That is what helps with the mask. It's when you're here right now, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing bad happening. And, you know, I feel grateful that I even was able to come here today and feel like that I have the support, that I'm part of this family. And he created this.
Yeah.
There's words I can't even describe the difference, the profound difference he's made in my life, how he's touched my life, my family, everyone I know. I love him. He's a wonderful and incredible man.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you for sharing that. We have on the phone a gentleman that knew Armand as well, and was also part of the men's groups that I also had the privilege of being a part of.
Which is still going on, by the way.
It is still going on. Yes. We have Theo calling from Long Island. Theo, what's going on?
How are you, Ben?
Hello, good.
Kevin.
Hey, Theo.
Yeah, this is a day, geez, I just feel like he changed my life in a lot of ways. I didn't agree with a lot of things that he had told me, but in hindsight, I saw that it was to challenge me. I mean, he was an alpha male for sure. I'm an alpha male too, so we had issues that we would, talk about, or not even talk about, just he would, he had told me once, he said, you're telling people what to do on your answering machine, don't do that, he said. And I was like, red-eared when I heard that. But then I began to, digest it and listen to it and began to not tell people what to do, but just share where I was at on the phone. And now I got a call from someone from when I was renting a place recently, and she said, that message that you wrote on there, that you said on there, is the best message I have ever encountered by anyone. And I can attribute that to him. And he taught me how to feel feelings. I mean, glad, mad, sad, bad, scared, all this stuff. I had no idea, being a Yankee fan and only a baseball kind of guy. And here I am, trying to discern my feelings. And that's what I was able to do with him.
Theo, if you could, real quick, just relate the anecdote that you told me earlier about.
Yes. Yeah, I said, who really is someone? We never really know, and all of us are a thread of someone's life. And by continuing to tell stories of Armand, we weave a fabric that becomes a tapestry of his life, and that gives us a glimpse of who he really was by sharing stories. So let's keep sharing stories.
Thank you so much, Theo.
You got it.
Absolutely, Theo. Thank you so much. Really.
Okay, enjoy. Okay. Talk to you guys. Okay,
thanks for calling.
Bye-bye. Right. Bye-bye.
Quite a man. So that's what it was.
Yeah.
Two alphas. I witnessed that for over a year.
Yeah. We also have another one of Armand's dear friends just joined us. Yoon, how are you today? I know it's not easy, but I appreciate that you were able to come and be here with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Let me be.
When did you first meet Armand?
2 years ago. And I feel so lucky to have him in my life. And I never get any love that Armand gave me. Even my own parents couldn't give. And he just let me know that I'm worthy to be loved. And we all are.
Thank you, Yoon.
Wow.
Whew.
Wow, how do you make up for that?
Yeah.
How do you keep that going? Right? I mean, bottom line is that we're all worthy of love and to be loved.
And I think he really embodied that message for so many people.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'd love to hear from you out there in the audience. If you'd like to call in, share your experience, how long you've been listening to the program, how Armand affected your life, how the program might have touched you. Our number here is 212-757-5555. Give us a call. Tell us how you're feeling today. It's tough news to drop on you guys. It was tough for everyone to hear, but we want to work it out and talk about it on the air, and it'll help all of us to do that.
Yeah, there's really no better place to do that than right here on The Positive Mind. And actually, we have Stefano, another man from the men's group with Armand, very close to him, in the group, I think, with Theo also.
Yes, he was in with Theo.
Hey, Stefano.
Hey, Julian.
Hi. If you could just give us something important that Armand, how he's affected you, maybe a personal story, anything you feel like you want to say.
I met Armand first many, many years ago on the radio, like many of the other that then came to the center. It's funny that I'm listening to the radio right now. I'm in the car, and I used to listen to him in the car for many, many years. And, you know, I was always amazed the way he was able to see people, even through the radio, even with 2 minutes conversation. And I finally decided that I wanted to go and see him, meet him. And I did, like, almost 2 years ago. And I'm glad I was able to share the last part of his life, like walk a little bit of my and his path together. And he touched me in many ways and became part of a men's group. And that's a gift that he left for me and I guess for us. And I'm sad, but I'm sure that he will be happy to see how we celebrate his life. Discover through these stories a different way, different face, different aspect.
Absolutely. Thanks, Stefano. Thank you for... It's really nice hearing from you and from everybody here today. And we have many more people on the line if you're calling in right now. Just keep calling in, and we'll hopefully be taking calls tomorrow, too.
Okay.
Thanks, Stefano.
Thank you. Thank you, Julian.
Stefano said something that I really connect with. That's there's the sadness, but I also know that Armand would be so happy to be... This celebration, I mean, in the last days of his life, he was in a celebratory mood.
That's right.
He was ready. He asked us to bring... He was in the hospital, and we brought him really good wine. We brought him scotch. He was drinking root beer, coffee. He just wanted to taste everything, like sensory experience.
Alive to the end.
Yeah, and absolutely.
He wanted to go out remembering and knowing all these things in his mouth, in his vision, everything.
Yeah,
and he was directing to the end. You stand a little to the right. That's a nice picture. You know?
And joking around too. I mean, he was joking around with me, right up until the end.
Right.
It was not easy to see him, you know, in the hospital. But at the same time, I feel as sad as I am at peace because how peaceful he was.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
So we do have a lot of calls coming in. You can reach us at 212-757-5555, and we'll take your call and hear about how Armand and The Positive Mind affected you.
Yeah, and Teresa, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Teresa. So
hi, how are you?
Hi, we're all here. Yeah, we're...
I know.
We all are just enjoying this moment together.
Yeah.
It's sad, but it's beautiful, I think, to connect over the airwaves as Armand did. And we just ask, you know, what is Armand, you know, how has he affected your world as of today?
Well, I first learned about the show while driving. It just so happened that on one particular day I'd be out running errands or something. And then so I began to listen to the show from home and listen on the radio and would go to his website and listen to some of the older podcasts and would be listening to him on my way to see my therapist. So I don't know if I can articulate what he did in terms of how it affected me, but there was just something that he gave that I wasn't getting from my therapist. Even though my therapist is great, it was just something different, would make me think of things and really, like, challenge my mind and to really think about, oh, yeah, I've never thought of that, or, yeah, I think that way, too, or something.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, and I know the last show that I heard, I remember, as he was talking about how, you know, I think we were talking about physical characteristics and good looks, and he was saying how when he was younger, he was, you know, had some great good looks, and, you know, he would, you know, sometimes get his way or whatever, and I just remember that, and guys saying you wouldn't be back next week, but you'd be back the week after that, or something like that, but I just, I don't know, I'm shocked, but at the same time, I'm glad that, that I at least started listening to the show about a year or so ago. And it's definitely made a difference in my life and caused me to really think of things critically. Not just, oh, I don't feel well, I'm depressed, or this bothered me, but why did that bother you? You know, really, really digging deep, you know.
Armand was always challenging us to go beyond the surface.
Yes.
Teresa, thank you so much.
It wasn't just this simple thing. It was always something, the layers you have to peel back, you know. So, yeah.
Thanks for the call, Teresa. And, you know, the archives are still available and will be available always. And we will continue to bring you the best programming that we can.
That's a great thing that he did also. I mean, you know, a client would come in and want to talk about one thing, this specific thing. I'm depressed over my wife leaving me or something. And, you know, he kind of didn't think that was the issue. So he wouldn't tolerate for too long somebody coming in with their agenda to talk about their issue. He would quickly and joyfully. And, you know, before you know it, the session's over and you're laughing with him. So he somehow found a way to make you laugh in a session when you never thought you would laugh. You'd never walk out of that room laughing. And, of course, you know, within 5 minutes, he's redirected the session to really the real issue going on in the client's life. So it was fascinating to watch.
He was an absolute wizard and a people person to the very end when he was in the hospital and having a little bit of trouble communicating. He was making introductions, introducing me to people,
and inviting. He invited the nurse out to his West Hampton house as of yesterday morning. I was I was right there, and he was like, "I'll take you."
Always out. Welcoming,
always inviting. You know, just when I get up out of this thing, you know, it's summertime. Absolutely. Come with me.
I think for many of us here and many people listening out there, we think of our lives like before I met Armand. And then since I met Armand, how everything changed. Tommy, you're on the line. How are you doing today, Tommy?
I am great, thank you. Very great. And I can say that as a result of my experience with Armand through the years. I became a listener in the mid-80s. And, excuse me, I was going through a incredible health challenge, and Armand became just an anchor for me in so many ways. My father had passed, and I was in the presence of saying, why couldn't my father be here to help me through this? And this black man from Harlem realized that Armand had became such a father figure for me over the radio waves. And listening to him and all his colleagues through those years really supported me. And I would definitely say to you and to the listeners that one of the reasons why I'm still here on the planet as a result of the experience that I'd gone through is a result of Armand DeMille, being on the planet. So I thank you all. I thank you for continuing as best you can his legacy. I have one suggestion that a lot of members won't be able to get in on a call today. However, if possibly through the weeks, if even those that email, if you can have an Armand moment for those members and share something that they're speaking about. I love you all so much, and believe that, I do.
We do, Tommy. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tommy.
We love you, too.
Yeah, we're definitely going to be taking emails, so you can, and we're going to read them on the air. So send us your emails, armand@thepositivemind.com.
Yes. Yeah, you can continue sending emails to armand@thepositivemind.com. We'll all be checking those and hopefully getting your information and getting your letters and the stories. And we're looking forward to reading them. And thank you so much, Tommy, for that.
You're so welcome. I want to say thank you. And if you don't mind, I'll call you Little Armand.
Thank you.
You bet. Feel free.
It's quite a compliment.
Actually, there was a client who was thinking about getting a dog, and Armand was prepping her to get a dog. And as of last week, she hadn't got the dog, and she called me this morning, and she said, I kept wondering why he was asking me to get a dog. So I finally got a dog, and I wanted to name him Herman, but now I'm going to name him Armand. So
that's great.
We might have time for one or two more calls.
Yes, we're getting one call, one moment.
Okay. Our number here is 212-757-5555. I know a lot of people are trying to call. We can't get to everyone in the time we have today, but this is really what we're doing right now is just trying to honor and remember him, and we'll be back tomorrow.
We want to say also that we're inviting people here to the center tonight who feel a need to come by, share a story about Armand. There'll be therapists here. We might have some groups, but we're going to be meeting up around 6:30.
And that's here.
Here at the center, 119 West 57th, 11th floor.
So,
and it's a celebration, folks. It's not, a time to be sad. And, of course, you can have moments of that, but we're here to celebrate.
Let's take one last call, if we can. We can squeeze this one in. Mark, you're on the line?
Yes.
Yeah, Mark, we just got like 30 seconds, a minute, if you have anything to say.
Well, this is short. I've been listening for 10 years, easy, and I spoke to Armand twice in the past year, I know it less, and I always wanted to come and see him and never, actually did it, and I just want to say, how sorry I am, and most importantly, make sure you see your friends, whoever you care about, which I cared about Armand, do it before it's too late.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you. And now we're coming to that moment where the program is going to be having to reach a conclusion. So thank you for listening, everybody, and staying tuned during this time, which is quite sad, but hang in there, and we're gonna play a little bit of music that Armand was into right a couple weeks ago that he was sharing with me and a couple of us. If you're still listening, this is the theme from The Killing Fields, and thank you, Ben. Thank you, Kevin,
thanks,
Stephanie, Yoon, Barbara, and everybody who called in for being part of today's program.
And you especially, Julian.
Thank you.
You really have done an enormous amount to give Armand this gift.
Thank you. So here we go, and
be well, my friends.
There you go.